I will bless the Lord, all my soul and all that is within me. I will bless his holy name. Psalm 112. Starting at verse 1, praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord. Blessed. Who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on the earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house. Oh, we can all use that. And his righteousness endures forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. I'll say that again. Surely he'll never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is what? Steadfast. Steadfast. He's got a steadfast heart. It means he keeps holding on. This is an individual that keeps holding on to the Lord no matter what. He will not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. His dispersed abroad, he is given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. It's a prophetic psalm, and the psalm is a declaration for an individual that is holding on. Everyone say, I'm going to keep holding on. His heart was steadfast. He's keeping holding on to the Lord. I remember a song when I was younger. I don't know who sang it. I'll keep holding on. It was secular, though. Now we keep holding on to the Lord. Amen. Psalm 51, verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. In other words, cause me. Help me to keep holding on. I want a spirit that's holding on to you. And renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence. What's he saying? Help me keep holding on to your presence. And do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways and sinners shall be converted to you. What was he asking for? A clean heart, a steadfast spirit, one that holds on to the Lord. Tonight's title is Keep Holding On. You know, the waves of the enemy aren't done yet. Hello? But we got to keep holding on. Philippians 2, and verse 12. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation among whom you shine as lights in the world. Holding fast the word of life. Holding fast. Holding. Keep holding. The word what? The word of promises. Why? Because it's life to you. Too many people are letting go. They're giving up, wimping out. Holding fast the word of life so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. Yes, and if I am being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. For the same reason, you also be glad and rejoice with me. Holding fast to the word of life. Keep holding on to the word of life and promises. In Philippians chapter 3 and verse 7. But what things were gained to me, these things I have counted loss for the anointing. Everyone say the anointing. That's what Christ is, the anointed one and his anointing, right? Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of the anointing of Jesus Christ, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, I hold on, that I may what? Lay hold. Keep holding on of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. See, you let go of him, he lets go of you. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us as many as are mature have this thought pattern, this mind. And if anything you think otherwise, God will even reveal this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule or faith, and let us be of the same thoughts and minds. Hallelujah. We got to keep holding on to the anointing. Got to keep holding on to the anointing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 14. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are what? Unruly. Comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak. Be patient with all. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good, both for yourselves and for all. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And do not quench the Spirit. Hello? Do not despise prophecies. Test all things. Hold fast what is good. You're going to hold fast to those things that are good. Test all things. Abstain from every form of evil. And may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. And make your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, will also do it. He's going to do it. Amen? We got to be steadfast. We must hold on to those things that are good. You know, good reports, things of that degree. There's so many bad reports. You don't have to hold on to them. Let them go. Hold on to the good reports. Amen? Keep holding on. There's a rewards in those things. The Bible tells us that we're hard-pressed, aren't we? Powers of darkness, evil, all over. It's getting worse. It's going to get worse because they're being exposed more and more now. There's going to be more lies, more cheating, and more corruption and destruction. They're trying to create wars, so don't freak out. Amen? Hallelujah. We have a Holy Ghost bazooka. We ain't got to worry about nothing. Colossians 2, verse 18. Let's speak it together, please. Let no one cheat you of your reward, taking delight in false humility and worship of angels, intruding into those things which are he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly or carnal mind and thoughts, and not holding fast to the head, Jesus, from whom all the body, nourished and knit together by joints and ligaments, grows with the increase that is from God. Therefore, if you died with Christ from the basic principles of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourself to regulations? Do not touch, do not taste, do not handle, which all concern things which perish with the using, according to the commandments and the doctrines of men. These things indeed have an appearance of wisdom and self-imposed religion, false humility and neglect of the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh. These individuals were not holding onto the head, Jesus. And what happened? They drifted. See, this is where consistency is so important. Discipline is so important. Maintaining your routine and to maintain your foundation is so important. Maintaining the presence of God in your life is so important. Maintaining worship is so important. Some people just get so caught up and so easily frustrated. The enemy comes and tempts and steals. Remember, he comes and steals, kills, and destroys. You got to hold fast to what is true. Amen? No matter what's going on, especially when bills come. Oh, boy. Well, I didn't have enough money. Oh, don't worry about it. God's going to make a way. See, when you fall from faith, that's when the enemy steals. Faith is your currency of heaven, right? So, you can't buy anything from heaven without faith. Hallelujah. Is everybody okay? Glory to God. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11, please. But O you man, O man of God and woman of God, flee these things and pursue what? Is everybody there? Righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Whoa. Lay hold on eternal life. Grab hold, don't let go. So he's telling you, you must fight a good fight of faith to keep holding on. To which you were also called and have confessed a good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I urge you in the sight of God who gives life to all things and before Christ Jesus who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep this commandment without spot, blameless, until our Lord Jesus Christ appearing, which he will manifest in his own time, he who is the blessed and only potentate King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality dwelling in an unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. Keep holding on. Amen. No matter what. Everyone say, I'm going to keep holding on. No matter what comes across my path. No matter what happens. No matter how I feel. No matter how sick I am. See, you're holding on so you can get healed. Amen? Philippians 1. Verse something. 3. And I thank my God upon every remembrance of you always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you with all joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident on this very thing that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. He's faithful to complete what he started with you. Amen. If you hold on. Just as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my chains and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are all partakers with me of grace. For God is my witness how greatly I have longed for you with all the affection of Jesus Christ. Amen? Praise God. I pray that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and all discernment, and that you may approve the things that are excellent, and that you may be sincere without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God Almighty. Hallelujah. Holding on to the complete work until he is finished. Knowing that. You must know that. We must know that he's not done with us. And we got to keep holding on until he's done with us. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 56. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast. That means keep holding on. Immovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Holding on, no matter what. Amen? Keep holding on. Why? Because he's your labor, no, whatever you're doing, be consistent. Don't waver. Go the extra mile. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart. That means you got to keep holding on, right? Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, quit focusing on how afflicted you are. It says light. For our light affliction, which is for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. While we don't look at the things which are not seen, which are seen, but the things that are what? Not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, and the things that are not seen are eternal. Wow. So we don't lose heart. We keep holding on. We keep our hearts steadfast, no matter what. You know, people get discouraged so easily sometimes, or disappointed so easily, because something didn't go right or go their way. You have to step out of that and hold on to what God says. Okay, Lord. And don't blame God for something not happening yet. Amen? Don't blame God for anything, as a matter of fact. Maybe some of your choices or attitude or your mouth has caused the delay. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 1. Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. Is someone who's faithful steadfast? Do they hold on? Amen. So when you begin to look at the word faithful, it means full of faith. That person is holding on no matter what. It's required in stewards that one be found faithful. Faithful, non-compromising, no reasoning, no excuses, faithful. But with me, it's a very small thing that I consider to be judged by you or any by human court. In fact, I don't even judge myself. For I know of nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this, but he who judges me is the Lord. Why? Because he's holding on to the Lord, and he's allowing that close relationship for God to judge him. Therefore, judge nothing before the time and until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the hearts. Then each one's praise will come from God Almighty. Found faithful, one that keeps holding on to the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, it's good to hear the pages turning on a Tuesday night. We're breezing through this tonight. Glory. I think God wants to tell us to keep holding on. Obviously, something's coming that's going to shake a lot of people. It always reminds me of those storms and hurricanes. Did you ever see those cartoons where somebody's holding on to a tree and they're flapping in the air? Got to keep holding on. Well, if you let go, in fact, we did t-shirts like that. I think it was when the hurricane hit, the big one. Wiped out all of Miami and stuff. We made t-shirts. Had people holding on to trees, flapping in the air. Called them the survivors. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of all our Lord Jesus Christ, as is what? Divine power is given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So, we must hold on to what? Keep holding on to His promises that maintain His divine nature. That's living from the future, isn't it? Psalm 16, verse 7. Let's speak it. I will bless the Lord who has given me what? Counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. For you will not leave me in hell or distress. Nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. And at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Keep holding on to His presence, no matter what. Don't let go. Psalm 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. How do you bless Him? You worship Him. You tell Him, Lord, I love You. You bless Him. Amen. Worship, praise. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not His benefits. So what is He saying? If the word says forget not, it means hold on. Don't forget. Forget not His benefits. Keep holding on to His benefits. What's His benefits? It's powerful. He forgives your iniquities and stupidity. Hello? And all the dumb things we've done. He heals all of our diseases. Come on, man. He redeems our life from destruction. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercy. He satisfies our mouth with good things. And He renews our youth like the eagles. Snap. That's what He does. Forget not. Hold on to His benefits, especially of healing and rescue. So many people need healing. You know, there's a required level of faith in healing. There's a required obedience in healing. Sometimes healing comes quickly. Sometimes it's a process. But I'll tell you what, it'll always come quicker when you're in divine order with God. I'm going to close at Jeremiah 51. Verse 17. Everyone is dull-hearted without knowledge. Every metalsmith is put to shame by the carved image. For his molded image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are futile, a work of errors. In a time of their punishment, they shall perish. Many people worship idols. The portion of Jacob is not like them. For his maker, for he is the maker of all things. And Israel is the tribe of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. Are you ready? You are my battle axe. Hello! We're his battle axe. We're warriors. We're his weapons. You are my battle axe and weapons of war. Everyone say, I'm a battle axe? I didn't say badass, I said battle axe. You're my battle axe and what else? Weapons of what? War. For with you I will break the nations in pieces. Do you understand how God wants to use us? But we have to keep holding on, man. With you, I will destroy the kingdoms. This is where we're at right now, man. With you, I'll break in pieces the horse and its riders. With you, I'll break in pieces the chariots and its riders. With you also, I'll break in pieces man and woman. With you, I will break in the pieces old and young. With you, I'll break in pieces the young man and the maidens. With you, I'll also break in pieces the shepherd of his flock. With you, I'll break in pieces the farmer and his yoke of oxen. And with you, I will break in pieces governors and rulers. I will repay Babylon. How's he going to repay Babylon? Through his body. Where his battle axes. And all the inhabitants of the Chaldea. For all the evil they have done in Zion in your sight, says the Lord. Behold, I am against you, destroying mountains, who destroyed all the earth, says the Lord. And I will stretch out my hand against you, roll you down from the rocks, and make you a burnt mountain. They shall not take from you a stone for a corner, nor a stone for the foundation, but you shall be desolate forever, says the Lord. This is a message to Babylon. And God's going to use only those that are holding on. Others will watch. They won't see. Only those that are holding on. We are in a time that we must hold on no matter what's going on. Even, so many people fall because of the blessings. Sometimes God blesses our socks off, and then they get caught up in the blessing instead of the Lord. They let go of God and grab hold of the blessing. Then they protect and nourish and whatever the blessing instead of the Lord. Amen? Remember, we own nothing. We're stewards of everything. That's what we are. Be faithful, no matter what. Don't forget who you are. Many people lose their identity. Why? Because they don't hold on. They lose their identity so quickly, and that's the first thing the enemy tries to do is come and steal your identity. Don't let them steal your identity. He who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. We're more than conquerors. We're blessed in every spiritual blessing, seated in heavenly places. We're the righteousness of God. And if God be for us, who can be against us? So how can we not hold on to those things? Amen? We're blessed and highly flavored. We live in the river. We're river people. So wherever you go, just saturate everything. Amen? We're people on fire. Wherever you go, start a fire. Praise God. Hold on. Don't let go. Don't be discouraged. Don't let the whatever the world tells you ain't nothing. Whatever your attorneys tell you, that ain't nothing. God's your attorney. Hold on to his promises. Amen? He's your everything. He wants to be your everything. When he's your everything, ain't nothing can come against you. Amen? Everything's going to work to the goal. Good if you what? Hold on. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for your word. We're honored and blessed. Have mercy upon us. And keep it sealed. Keep this word sealed, Lord. And let us hold on to what we just heard tonight for your glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.